right, very good. And as we've been hearing for weeks here, we're having a particularly bad flu season. And I guess I'm just curious, what is your particular message to folks out there as we are in the midst of this bad flu season?
It's important. Thank you, Scott, for that. It's important for your listeners to be reminded that the flu is really a serious illness. Sometimes we have mild seasons and sometimes we don't. But it is a serious illness, and it can be particularly challenging for pregnant women, young children, the elderly, and those with chronic health conditions. And unfortunately, this year we're seeing deaths in children. So it's very important that individuals receive their flu vaccine. It is the best protection against the flu, and if they have not received their flu vaccine, it's not too late. We are still in flu season, and it's not too late for them to get their flu vaccine.
Doctor, do you have a sense of why it is folks aren't getting flu shots? I know we kind of have the same message every year that it's important to get one, yet we still have a large percentage of folks who don't.
Well, it's important that we just keep encouraging everyone that sometimes when we have a mild season, then individuals must say, well, I didn't get sick before, so I'm probably not going to get sick this year. And unfortunately, we never, you know, can be 100% sure that we're not going to have a bad season. So again, prevention is key, and we strongly encourage everyone to every year get their flu vaccine. Again, it's particularly important for women who are considering becoming pregnant, women who are pregnant, to get their vaccine to protect themselves. When women are pregnant, their bodies are vulnerable. They become, their immune systems are stressed, and so they're more likely to come down with the flu. So we want them to get the flu vaccine. It also helps to protect their newborn for the first few months because of those antibodies that are passed on from mom to baby. And that a newborn is unable to receive the vaccine until he or she is 6 months of age. So the flu vaccine is really important for pregnant women and for children age 6 months of age and older to receive the to protect themselves.
Doctor, I'm wondering, do you have any information on rates of vaccination specifically for Minnesota and where we tend to rank with the rest of the country in terms of getting folks vaccinated?
Well, we know that the flu is widespread all across the country, and so the best information regarding current vaccination rates would likely be through your local or state health department there in Minnesota. But what we do know is that pregnant women every year, only about half of pregnant women in the U.S. get their flu shot, and only about 41% of sort of the baby boomer generation get their flu shot. And so we need everyone who may be around, particularly young children, so the grandparents, the child care providers, the friends, the family members, all to get their flu vaccine in order to ensure sort of that protective cocoon around young infants that they may be exposed to. We want them to protect themselves, the adults, and then they protect hopefully any exposure to young children.
You know, we talked about how it's been a particularly harsh flu season this year. How does the vaccine match up to the strain that's going around this year?
Well, we know that it's not a perfect match this year, but what's important is that some protection is better than no protection, and that we also know that if you've received the vaccine, you are more likely to have a milder case of the flu if exposed, and you're more likely to have a shorter duration of the flu, and that it also can help you for to try to prevent any serious complications. So, and then you may be exposed to one strain of the flu, and perhaps it's not the best match in the vaccine, but then you may get another strain, and it's a perfect match in the vaccine. So it's best to get the vaccine to ensure that you've got the best possible protection available each and every year.
Good information, Doctor. I appreciate it. Is there anything else you wanted to add this morning?
I want to remind everyone that if they're having any serious symptoms, you know, the fever, the cough, the muscle aches, chills, be sure to seek care through their provider as quickly as possible. That's very important, particularly if they have any shortness of breath or difficulty breathing. Seek care immediately. If they're looking for a place to get the vaccine, to go to vaccinefinder.org. To find a location where they can receive the vaccine near them. The March of Dimes appreciates the opportunity to ensure that the public is hearing this important information.
Very good. Thank you so much for your time and for the reminders. I appreciate it.